Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Roman Reigns gets heated with top WWE star.
The latest on Andrade El Idolo's AEW absence.
Bray Wyatt might be set for a unique match at Royal Rumble 2023.
And what is going on with Brian Kendrick returning to WWE? I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
We're going to talk all about WWE with this first story here. Roman Reigns, he got a bit heated in Survivor Series.
Oh, don't piss him off.
Didn't he? The old tribal chief getting a bit ranty, getting a bit sweary, getting a bit cursy. Fightful Select came through with this report last night stating that Roman did get a little bit upset after some events at Survivor Series, which was on Saturday, of course, firing into what sounds like, well, I mean, it's a quote, an expletive-filled kind of rant, I guess. Having feared that he had suffered a ruptured eardrum during the main event. Now, it was, of course, Reigns and the rest of the Bloodline against Kevin Owens, Drew McIntyre, and the Brawling Brutes in the War Games match. The Bloodline were victorious, but there was a spot in this match that did not go down as was originally planned out, to the point that Roman perceived what happened as unplanned, and it involved Kevin Owens. Roman was not pleased that what happened did not reflect what had been planned. Sources indicated that Reigns' unhappiness at the situation was quite clear, and he was swearing, he was cursing, all this stuff. But people close to the situation didn't think that the anger would last, and they described it as a heat of the moment type situation. It was also noted, no word of any physical confrontation or whatever. It's not the guy we're about to talk about in the second story. But yeah, one source described Reigns and Owens as passionate about what they do and believed they would talk it out afterwards. So the Wrestling Observer, Dave Meltzer, has come through with an update in his daily update post, basically confirming that Reigns was upset. He'd been popped in the eye. It was the slap spot with Kevin Owens. He had a bit of bruising under his left eye as well, caused by that slap. But even though he was legitimately upset, Roman, situation had blown over 20 minutes later. There are no lingering issues. So the adults had a conversation.
Yes.
Simple. That's how it should be. But, you know, whether or not Reigns has actually suffered a ruptured eardrum is currently unclear. He did miss the press conference. He was supposed to be at that, but he wasn't there. So he couldn't answer all the hard-hitting questions that happen at these WWE press conferences, such as, do you think people should respect your work? But yeah, there you go. That's the story. No lingering issues, but there was a bit of a blow-up by the sounds of things.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to affect Kevin Owens going forward. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been in the main event of Monday Night Raw last night, along with all the Bloodline stuff, because they're heading towards, one would assume, a match between Owens and Reigns at the Rumble.
Really got buried with that win over Jey Uso, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
Strong burial.
But I did notice at the time that slap that his head sort of snapped back, like, I think you've actually caught him a little bit too hard there, brother. The receipt's incoming. And I also understand Roman Reigns getting pissed off in the moment, because you need to, you know, still put him out there on premium live events, but you want to also kind of wrap him in cotton wool until WrestleMania. The storyline is perfect right now. You just need to get him to WrestleMania and, in my booking, have him drop the titles to someone like a Cody Rhodes, maybe even a Sami Zayn. Probably isn't going to be Sami Zayn. Sorry, everyone. Read this story from yesterday. Watch the news. But yeah, it's understandable. He is the biggest person in wrestling without question right now. And yeah, he's also just human. If someone hits you in the face I know they get hit in the face regularly, but harder than you anticipate, or they think you think they've caused you an injury. It's understandable to be pissed off in the moment, but yeah, glad to hear it's all blown over and it's all good now.
That's how problems should be solved. Something happens, you're momentarily a bit upset about it, but then cooler heads prevail and you talk it out, you sort the issues, and that's exactly...
You don't solve problems with fighting backstage, do you, Andy?
No.
Speaking of which, and Ronnie Aiello, his absence continues from AEW, of course. He got into a fight. Presumably, I don't know if I say allegedly, just in case. Allegedly, in an attempt to get fired.
That was Dave's report, yeah. That's right.
With Sammy Guevara, obviously. He hasn't been seen since All Out, of course, when he worked the ladder match on the 4th of September. But now, there's a sort of more legit reason for him not to be on AEW TV. He went to Twitter to reveal he's got an injury and he's gone under the knife. I'll just read the tweet, what he said.
That's me doing some knifing.
He said, "My first surgery, I can't believe it happened. A few months ago, I tore my pectoral. Thanks God, I could and wanted to finish my match. I kept working because I loved it. But we know that many people do not value your effort. These days, I took off the opportunity to go and see the doctor." Yes, no word as to how long he's going to be away for. But torn pectoral, you can generally associate with quite a few months off, Andy.
And you'd imagine that if he's had to go under the knife for this, that it's a more serious one, I guess. But that's just us speculating, obviously. Wish him well in his recovery. Presumably, this would have been the ladder match at All Out.
Yeah.
Because that was the last time he was in the ring. He was supposed to have that match with 10, Preston Vance. What a heel turn last week.
Jeez. That was good, yeah.
It just goes to show that you make a kid cry and the pro wrestling angle is awesome. Shouts to Negative One. He did a really good job with that as well, actually. But where am I? Andrade, yes. He was supposed to have that match with Preston Vance 10. In October, that didn't happen. Then he got in the fight with Sammy. It was the same week, actually, wasn't it? Now he's going to be away for a few more months. I guess it then makes sense that Roosh has had some new developments on his own. He's got 10 Preston
Vance.
Is he
in charge of the family office now? I never know this bloody storyline.
Yeah, the famous surname Roosh coming together for a family office. He's got the Butcher and the Blade, my guys, the Bunny, all the legends are there. I like this stable. They're really mean people. I like it. It's my stuff.
And unless you're John Cena, you're out for at least half a year, one would assume.
Who knows? He might Lazarus it up, return next week. I don't know.
Do you know, to be honest, and I always say this when people get injured, and people are sick of me hearing it, but in a different way, it might be a blessing in disguise, this, because it might allow people to not be, bloody hell, going to work and working with these idiots.
Yeah.
Have a little bit of time to take stock, realise that you're in a contract with AEW, so you might as well work and accept the position you're in.
Yeah, he's
hopefully all the issues that Andrade's been having with personnel in AEW, let's say, can be resolved once he's recovering from this injury.
I could not agree more. Let's move over to Bray Wyatt. What's he up to?
Ooh.
What's he up to? He might have a weird match planned for the Royal Rumble. So this comes from the Give Me Sport WrestleVotes partnership, dropping scoops. Left, right, and center. I was trying to do a rhyme, but the only thing I could think that rhymes with scoop is poop, and I don't want to do that. I guess I just did. I am a moron. Royal Rumble. Pitch black match?
What?
What on earth is that? So I'll read you the quotes here. The entire card is mapped out for the Rumble event. Last week, we were told about a pitch that was made for a pitch black match, and it was being seriously considered for the show. The source did not have any more details on the structure/rules of the match, but one source in the company believes that the match is for Bray Wyatt. So this is WWE's next premium live event. It's on the 28th of January. It's a while away.
I can't wait.
Just the NXT deadline gimmick in December.
Yeah.
But as far as main roster goes, it's a while away. So Bray's got a lot of spinning plates at the moment. He's got an LA Knight over here. Uncle Howdy over there. He's got maybe other stuff. Bo Dallas.
The Alexa Bliss storyline.
Alexa Bliss. Maybe Barry Windham's going to show up. Yeah. The IRS. What's going on, guys? I have no idea. He's got a lot of things cooking at the moment. We can only speculate on what this might be. I must say, my first instinct, because I'm such a cynical dickhead, was that, this will be their version of a Lights Out match. But
they did one, didn't they?
Did they?
Did they do a version of a Lights Out match in
NXT?
I can't remember.
If they did, I have not retained that in my Swiss cheese brain. But the thing with a Lights Out match is that traditionally that would happen at the end of the show. because it's, you know...
Don't do that at the Rumble.
Yeah, you can't just imagine that. You have a men's Royal Rumble, the women's Royal Rumble. Becky Lynch wins. It's a great moment. Look at this. Turn the lights out. We've got to wrestle in the dark. It'd be a bit of a bummer. Even if the match is good, it would be a bit of a bummer. So, like... I'm here for new match concepts. I look forward with bated breath.
So, yeah, I thought the same. I thought Lights Out match. I think they did one recently in NXT.
If they did, I just don't remember.
I don't know if they called it a Lights Out match. Regardless, yeah, my brain fondue. After that went to... You remember that thing with all the thread of all the Vince Russo matches that he pitched?
Yes.
Like, with loads of people carrying flashlights.
Yes.
In like, the WWE New York Club or something. Oh, he's an idiot. I don't know if that's going to be the case. Maybe they're just going to wrestle in the dark and everyone maybe everyone in the arena gets given night vision goggles.
Ooh.
And they can take them home. Branded Royal Rumble night vision goggles.
All right.
And they're going to wrestle in the dark. I don't know, man. When it comes to Bray Wyatt, anything's possible.
It's a Vin Diesel movie, isn't it? Pitch Black?
Yes.
Where there's like a bunch of aliens.
Yes.
That fly and kill you.
Maybe he's going to like that film.
Flying, killing aliens. If ever there was an opportunity for WWE to book Vin Diesel, this is it.
Oh. Yeah. Well, then with their track record of celebrities recently, it'll be amazing.
Does Vin Diesel not have beef with The Rock and John Cena?
Yeah.
About Fast and Furious?
Something like that.
Or something.
The greatest film franchise of all time, yeah.
Royal Rumble, The Rock, Vin Diesel, Battle of the Balls.
It's the next logical step for the Fast and the Furious franchise.
Boom.
Get involved in WWE pay-per-views.
Boost it. I mean, those films are basically wrestling anyway,
yeah.
Right? They're tremendous. They're terrible, but they're tremendous.
Yeah, exactly.
They're the best. I love them.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, let's give you a latest update on controversial figure Brian Kendrick, conspiracy theorist, all the horrible stuff he was saying online. Of course, we covered it a lot yesterday because he was involved in Survivor Series, involved in producing the Ronda Rousey match at the Survivor Series premium live event. People then, obviously, understandable, thinking, well, what's going on there? Because he wasn't officially, like, hired, but effectively that's sort of a tryout as a producer, isn't it? We'll give you one match. See how it plays out. Well, according to Mike Johnson of PW Insider, he was not backstage at last night's Raw. Now, that may not... Oh, there goes my phone. That may not mean anything in terms of the fact that he, you know, he is or he isn't hired. But he wasn't there,
no.
Andy. That's all we can really tell you. And I'm going to get my phone now, so you give us your thoughts.
Yeah, no sign of him last night, no word. We just slipped this one in here because we reported on it yesterday, so we thought we'd give you a bit of an update. That's where it's
we
at.
We are consistent wrestling journalists, and we don't, always call ourselves the wrestling journalists.
If you spit the J word out of your mouth one more time...
Don't say it, we're just two
I'm going to
idiots
you.
On the internet.
Just innocent men.
Just innocent.
Just normal men.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, you want to get in touch with us. Jason Krull kicks us off, who writes...
That sounds like an indie wrestler.
Yes.
Jason Krull, I like it. Or right. An E-Fed guy or something.
You're going to love his question. Morning, my fine foreign fellows.
Oh, hello.
Morning, Jason. With MJF getting more cheers than boos, is it safe to say that Dominic Mysterio is the biggest heel in the business right now? Yes, Jason. Yes. The biggest and the best.
I love that setup. MJF, Dominic Mysterio. biggest, best words I might not use, but the heat is undeniable.
It's amazing.
They have fully leaned in to Dominic just not being good at anything, and it is paying huge dividends. I always go back to the old Minoru Suzuki quote about developmental, and like, if you remove everyone's flaws, it's really hard to invest in people. You create this what's it? Perfectly grey lump
gray
of
clay,
trash.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Whenever everyone's a 6 out of 10 at everything, it sucks because that's boring. Dominic Mysterio and WWE understand that he's not a great wrestler. He doesn't have a great look. He's not very charismatic. People recognize that and they're leaning into it, and it's awesome. This is what you're supposed to do. This is how wrestling is supposed to work. It's sensational work. The reactions are undeniable. You cannot discredit the effort that Rhea Ripley in particular, but also Finn Balor and Damian Priest are putting into this whole act. I think it's great television. I don't know how much longer we can do this.
We can drag it to the Rumble. He'd be amazing. Eliminating some of your favorites in the Rumble. Out they go, baby. Yes.
Oh, Bryan Danielson's back and he's just been eliminated. CM Punk is here and Dominic Mysterio has tapped him out with an ankle lock.
Look, we're heading towards Rey and Dom at WrestleMania,
we assume. Yes.
And I love it. I genuinely love it. I think it's one of my favourite things going on. Like you say, the dynamic with him and Rhea is just amazing. And the moment that the Judgment Day come out, A, it's great because I'm in the flipping Judgment Day.
Butt rock forever.
And it's like, you know, Finn Balor, great promo. Damian Priest, great promo. Rhea Ripley, great promo. And then you're like, give the mic to Dom. And he does it. And then when he like does the Three Amigos last night, I just, yeah. Biggest and best, you're right, Jason. All of the heels, take note. Scotty gives us our second question of the day. Scotty says, I rewatched the Andre the Giant bio, and if Andre didn't like you, you were in trouble. Who on the current WWE roster could pull off this spot these days? I suppose we should also talk about it for AEW, because we were talking about this in the office earlier.
Yeah, interesting. I wonder. I mean, also, if Andre didn't like you, there was a good chance he was going to take a dump in your bathtub.
Yeah.
As well. It's speculative, right? You're making assumptions based on reports and stuff. So I'm going to say a name and just leave it there. Chris Jericho.
Yeah. I think it's very appropriate. In terms of the WWE roster, I don't really know. I suppose, do you know what it is? I'm going to say this, and I don't mean because of like political machinations. I mean, if he decides you're getting, you know, the harder work, then that's going to suck. Gunther. Imagine going, I mean, Gunther's chops are bad enough, but you sense he's probably like at 70%. Yeah. I've seen him when he worked for WCW, when we kind of made him, let's be perfectly honest, as Walter.
And Ricochet and Will Ospreay. Will Ospreay in particular.
Keith Lee made him. Ospreay.
You specifically, Ospreay, I would never say these
Ospreay
things.
Acknowledged it. In fact, he asked me to be in his corner for Wrestle Kingdom, and I said... Yeah. I'm going to be too...
He's always going to you for advice, isn't he? Like,
I think he wanted to fight me the last time I had an interaction with him. I think it's part of the WCPW reunion show, which is in the works. We never have to say it's going to actually happen. It's always just in the works.
Everybody falls out with their mentor every now and then.
Yeah. but yeah, I don't know. Political stuff. Just, I mean, don't piss off Triple H or probably Road Dogg now.
You see Road Dogg's tweet the other day.
Oh, don't get me started.
Let's not platform that... Idiot.
Let's move on instead to this, because I noticed this tweet for one obvious reason. Mark Smith, thank you, Mark, writes, morning, Mr. Andy Murray, and Porn Stash. Right, what's all that about?
Nigel Thornberry, baby.
We only got...
Chucky's dad.
Got 2 days left of this. Yeah. Enjoy it while it lasts. And, can I do a quick plug? If you want to donate to my Movember, it's a very important cause, genuinely very close to my heart. I believe today, if you donate £10 or more, you get entered into a prize draw. So
you win £10.
Yeah, that's why really people give money to charity, to win stuff.
Yeah. The prize draw is that he gets rid of this on Thursday.
It will be gone by Thursday morning, I semi-promise. Oh, God, we're doing filming tomorrow. Well, looks like that's a James Dowse problem. it's on my Twitter. Adam.
Sorry, Jim, but the Beatles suck.
Anyway, Mark Smith writes, assuming the Bloodline lose all the belts at WrestleMania 39, what would you do with them after there? Personally, I don't know how we get there, but I want Roman versus Solo Sikoa.
Solo Sikoa.
He also writes, love you, Adam Wilborn. Love you too.
Yeah, it's quite a difficult thing to consider because they've been the hot, top, most interesting
what
act.
What do we do?
In WWE, what do we do? And we've got all these interesting stories leading into WrestleMania, but most of them involve the Bloodline losing.
Yep.
And maybe having a bit of an argument. I don't know if I would split them all the way apart. Sammy's going to be distanced from that group by that point, but like, I really like them together and I don't want them to not be together because I'm afraid it won't be as good as it currently is. Maybe we do something. Like, because Roman's got this tidy part-time schedule at the moment, right? Maybe he buggers off for, like, 3 months after losing. He takes a long vacation. Maybe then we have, like, this period where maybe the Usos and Solo aren't, like, quite working. They've got a few months to take some big losses. Mm. And then the Tribal Chief comes back to sort things out and everything's good again. That's what I want. I don't want them to split too much.
I think Roman and Solo down the line's good, but when I say down the line, I mean like maybe even a year,
maybe even five,
maybe WrestleMania 40. You do, you know, if you I don't know what they're gonna do with The Rock, but like they love family stuff.
They do.
So Rolo
Ricoa. Okay.
I love Rolos, man. I'm not a Rolo.
Would you solo your last
Absolutely,
Rolo?
Absolutely, I would. He wouldn't even have to ask.
He'd take it from you, man. He's a big boy.
So here's an idea. Sorry, that's really thrown me.
The Rock versus Rikishi. There we go.
A Rolo on a pole match. Right. What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you're right. Roman loses and he's going to disappear for a bit to go and be a megastar in Hollywood, probably.
Yeah.
The Usos can just, drop the tag titles. They can have a bit of a break. They deserve to. I think Jay's held together with bits of tape as it remains. And you say they're going to lose all the titles. Not all of them. Solo Sikoa, Intercontinental Champion. Him versus Gunther at WrestleMania would be money.
As long as Gunther doesn't run away from him like he did to Braun Strowman the other week. What? Why? How did that make it onto the show?
Hey, he didn't win the World Cup though, did he? So, Braun Strowman, unlucky. All right, let's move on to today's. And finally, and a shout out to Becky Lynch. So happy she is back. She obviously returned on SmackDown. She won bloody War Games. And then last night she was hanging out with Bobby and Zachary, I believe, were their names in the crowd. I thought last night's opening to Raw was so much fun. Just sod it. I'll do the promo in the crowd and then brawl with Damage Katarl. And then subsequently on her, I assume, Instagram. Yeah, it was her Instagram story. She made this six-man match graphic, which I assume will go down on next week's Raw. It is Damage Katarl versus Becky, Bobby and Zachary.
Tremendous.
Interesting dudes, those guys in the crowd, huh?
Yeah, fantastic. I like the man more than Big Time Bex. So
yes.
I'm very happy she's back because she's funny.
Yes. But yeah, in terms of this this six, I mean, I'd be terrified to face someone like Io Sky. She's mint. And Dakota Kai's kick will take your head off.
It will.
But if we're getting, oh my God, Becky versus Bayley in a non-title feud, oh my God. Thank you so much. Papa H is back, ladies
Papa
and gentlemen.
Papa H.
Book it, Papa H. Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories. And if you are a fan of Rolos, do they have Rolos in America? They must
I don't know. Like, I really...
It's a little chocolatey, like, tub.
I really enjoy American candies, but like, when you go, it's like, I don't understand any of these names. What is a Butterfinger? And then you have it and you're like, oh, wow. Like, they do this a lot better than
do you know the Reese's the cup things that I was telling you that we found in America that had crisps in them.
What?
Apple's head nearly exploded when we found them. They're now making them with cereal inside.
That sounds good.
You're amazing, America. I love you
just
so much.
Some things though, like Hershey's is a bad chocolate.
Yeah, awful.
Like, it
awful.
Smells of puke. It tastes
like
that.
It's like Dorian fruit,
yeah,
isn't it? But in chocolate form.
But like, generally.
And when Benjamin Rishon brought that in. I
mean, oh, you didn't have to call him out. But
he remembers. We remember.
Yeah, Benjamin, you Dorian
love,
guy.
I miss him. Love that guy.
I miss him too. But that time he brought the Dorian sweets in. Oh boy.
Yeah, Hershey's chocolate sucks ass. I'll fight you on that, America. Yeah.
But a lot of most of their snacks are really nice. Mm. So.
And good luck to both America and Iran tonight, of course, in their game.
Both of them. They have to both win.
Yeah.
So good England luck. Can go out. It's never coming home, lad. It's literally never coming home.
Literally came home this summer when the Lionesses brought it home. But, you know, there we go. Right, let's know your thoughts on that and all the great stories. Well done to Jill Scott winning I'm Celebrity. There we go.
Maybe you should. They should be representing you in this World
Cup
because your men's team is absolutely useless and managed by an idiot.
Hey, guys, you know you meant to score a goal? No? I was just hoping we were just hoping to win in an OT against America.
My
That's
guy, Weston McKenney, with the hair.
Love
tremendous.
That. Love, that was a good.
Brendan Aaronson, all the boys.
Landon Donovan, not so much of an impact player as he used to be.
No, where's Joe Max Moore coming off the deep 40? Where's Alexi Lalas?
At WhatCultureWWE on Twitter if you want to send us Twitter questions and all that bollocks. Follow Andy Murray on Twitter at...
Andy H. Murray, he stands for Hamlet.
You can follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn, where you can find the donation page.
Had you right, that should have been the H.
If you want to donate to this porn stash, two more days. I pretty much appreciate everyone who's thrown money my way for this very genuinely important course as I sit here and talk about Rolos. Anyway, at WhatCultureWWE, like, share, subscribe. WhatCulture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. We're reviewing Raw. We're looking ahead to the show formerly known as NXT, but... Yeah, a little bit later on today.
On the Raw review, I hear Michael Sidgwick's going to address his enemies.
Oh, brother, yes.
He was walking around doing gang signs in the office earlier. You don't want to miss this one.
No, don't miss it. Right.
He's wearing his necklace. He didn't take his gun to work today, which is
thank goodness. And Miller will be here later on to give you all the ups and downs from Monday Night Raw. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time.
The world's best converting checkout.
Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.